I'm your host, Jean Stillwell, on Classical Mornings, the new Classical FM. It's 9:22, and it is time for our interview this morning. Retzno Collective creates evocative theater by Eastern and Western storytelling traditions. Now, the goal is to seamlessly blend narrative, music, and movement. The latest production from the collective is Carried by the River. It's by Diana Cho. It's International Women's Day tomorrow, and this is a story to highlight this day. Joining us this morning is playwright Diana Cho. Diana, welcome to the new Classical FM.
Thank you so much, Jean, for having me on the show.
It's our pleasure. Now, I understand this is a very personal story for you, about a woman, a young woman who discovers a life-altering truth that takes her from Canada to China. Tell us about that.
Yes, this was inspired by my relationship with my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Mother's love is unconditional, so when I was taking care of her during her time with Parkinson's and her passing, I realized how important it was. I felt so uprooted that I returned to China to search for those roots, search for a new discovery, search for a spiritual place to find how to express this story. And while I was doing that, I realized, wow, when you lose your mom, there's that certain feeling, no matter what age you are, of being an orphan. And then I thought about the one-child policy in China that lasted 35 years. Yeah, and I thought, wow, all those lost daughters who were abandoned because the society values boys more than girls, and all these lost daughters around the world, and how painful it is emotionally for the mother as well as for the child to be separated so early in life, and how blessed I was that I had the mother's love. And yet at the same time, there's the mothers who really long for a child but cannot, and the love that they give in adopting a child.
Mm-hmm. And the loss, certainly, not having, for those that can't adopt, the opportunity to have a daughter, or a child for that matter.
Yes, absolutely.
So what, I know the story is a physical journey, but clearly a deeply emotional one. What are some of the themes that you would like to communicate to people?
The scenes, did you say?
Themes, T-H-E-M-E-S, yes.
Oh, themes. Oh, sorry, yes. Definitely the mother-daughter.
Yes.
And then there's also the sisterhood. So the protagonist comes across three women that change her life in an unexpected way while she is in search for her family. So sometimes it's not necessarily biological ties, and sometimes it is chosen. So this protagonist, Kai, goes on an emotional and spiritual journey as she's also grappling with her LGBTQ identity. So there's a lot of stuff that happens because she does not know a deep secret that has been kept from her by her mother for 19 years.
Mm-hmm.
And it was going to be revealed, but her mother's, the loss of her mother suddenly changes everything in a 360-degree way. And she goes on a quest to find family and what that means.
Now, so the piece is called Carried by a River.
Mm-hmm.
Where does the river come into things?
The river connects to all the women. It also connects all of us. I feel that humanity, no matter who we are, what culture we're from, we are all connected.
Mm-hmm.
So the women are all connected by the river. Two women are raised in Canada, and the other three women are raised in China, yet their destinies are connected, and they meet each other, and the river for each of them is is of great importance to them in their growing up,
mm-hmm.
by the river, hanging out by the river.
Okay, and one of the lines that I read that made me curious, really piqued my interest, was the lines between reality and the imagined blur. What do you mean by that?
Yeah. So when the protagonist was growing up, her mom taught her Qigong, which is a meditative movement art form in Chinese culture.
Okay.
And this was the five animals, and the five animals teach all things about curiosity, healing, being balanced, being strong, being confident. And so these memories and these animals kind of seep back into her life and guide her during this traumatic time. Mm. So sometimes when we go back to our memories, to how we grew up, there is that blur between, is this real? Or Chinese have a saying, was I a butterfly dreaming I was human, or was I human dreaming I was a butterfly? Mm-hmm. So sometimes there's that blur between dreams and reality, between myth and reality, mm-hmm. and those lines are not necessarily clear. It's how we imagine it and how we interpret it as we have our own self-discovery in our lives.
And do you really feel, it sounds to me like by going to China, you were reborn. Is that true?
In a way, I feel like reborn, going upwards, like towards
sure,
the sky,
I mean,
but
yep.
then also getting anchored with your roots that, you know, I have no family there left. These mm-hmm. are very ancestral back in the time. So when I was feeling uprooted, when I was feeling all the loss, I think being immersed in a place where my ancestry was helped me anchor and kind of discover, wow, this is such a huge diversity of culture within the culture. Like there is over 56 ethnic minorities. I am from the Han majority, mm-hmm. you could say. And it's so diverse. It's so diverse, and you don't have to belong to one specific ethnicity within the Chinese diaspora.
Mm-hmm.
All that ancestry is within ourselves, and we don't. And greater than that, we're all connected. Like you, me, different cultures. We're all connected by our journeys of love, grief, hope.
Mm-hmm. And that's a beautiful message right there. Diana, I want to thank you so much for being with us this morning. Diana's play,
thank
Carried
you.
By the River, opens at Tarragon Extra Space tomorrow night, and tickets can be purchased at redsnowcollective.ca or tarragontheatre.com. Diana, thank you so much, and happy International Women's Day tomorrow.
Happy International Women's Day. Thank you so much, Jean.
Thank you, Diana. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.